T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, 6:21 on your Wednesday. Dusty Hara, Cam Cleveland with Chip. Happy hump day. NHL is coming back, and they are going with a weird return. They are going to have a 24-team playoff in the National Hockey League upon their return.
I thought it was great because yesterday I mentioned that this weekend was one of those weekends that said it's the breaking point. Mm. It's like, we're going to have some decisions. And oh boy, did we have some decisions. And who knew hockey was going to be the first? Who knew this?
Yeah,
raise your hands. Raise your hands if you thought hockey was going to be the first league to come out and say, that's it, after the Labor Day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Sorry.
Nope. Hand down over here.
Hand down. Especially because historically, they've had the worst player relations with their league. I thought that they would be in the boat that MLB and Major League or NBA are in, which is the players sitting there going, nope, not going to do it. You guys don't want to pay us what we want to get paid. We want more. I thought for sure the NHL would do this.
I think I would be on the other side because it's the fourth, if not the fifth. I mean, we could legitimately say it's the fourth most popular sport here in our country.
Hasn't stopped them from canceling seasons.
Relationships. Truthfully, we don't really talk a lot about owners of NHL, and certainly we don't talk a ton about hockey because it's just not as popular. It doesn't carry as much weight. But for them to be first means that they understand the value of their business, or the fact that they know they want to get their product done. And they found solutions and they found ways to get to it. And clap to them. I mean, multiple golf claps to them because they just said, that's it. We're done. We're making a decision and we're setting a date.
And they also have the luxury of the NBA is sitting there and they were the first to shut down. And they know that because of their popularity in the United States, the NBA is being extra cautious. And it's like they don't want to be the first to return. With the way that Adam Silver has been handling it.
Why do you think they don't want to be the first?
They've just been so cautious. They want to see how it plays out in Bundesliga, you know, EPL, over in Korea with baseball. And you've seen like this ultra cautious approach to finishing out their season, which, look, I think it's smart because you're going to sit there and you're going to learn from mistakes and you're going to take the good things that some of these leagues are doing and try to mash them together, and hopefully you can get it in and start this and get the ball rolling by July so it doesn't affect your year next year. But
I think you're opening yourself up for a lot of criticism by waiting and delaying, and it opens it up until you make a decision. I've always been on the side of kind of like with the NFL. The NFL just says, this is what we do, and you guys are just going to have to adjust and like it. Now, in this situation, it's quite different because the NFL doesn't have to worry about it currently the way it sets, because this is not the NFL season. It didn't happen to shut down their league. So the NBA, you're right. The NBA was stuck a little bit because they were first. Now, they were first to quit. Does that mean they have to be first to come back? Well, no. But to say that they're waiting for – I don't know if I – for them to wait for failure or wait for other things to go wrong so they can try to get it right, it's just not going to be the same.
Or
so
they're waiting for things to go right and take that plan too and manufacture their own.
I think they're more cautious. I think they're more cautious and more worried about things going wrong than they are going right.
Well, yeah, I think they don't want to be the league that had this kind of start the collapse and then be the first one back to have a second one.
Yeah. And – that by being the first league to shut down, you're also setting up to be everybody's kind of looking to you as to when you come back. And look, you do open yourself up for criticism. You're not wrong in that, but you open yourself up for way more criticism if you don't do it correctly.
And but there is no correctly. Okay, well, what if you NHL have, thinks
if you have
is correct?
A rash of outbreaks, or God forbid, somebody
it's
going to
happen.
Die.
Well, it's going to happen. You're going to have something. Some of these players are going to. It's just inevitable that this is going to happen. So I don't know what the world is waiting for. In a sense, is that I'm not going to tell you what to do, and these leagues aren't going to tell you what to do. They're going to be cautious. They're going to be smart. They're going to do everything they can. But there's no way you're going to be able to stop all of this. There's no way.
And what they're saying amongst the league is we're waiting for the medical professionals to give us the go-ahead. And this is also, this should be noted, this is true with the NHL. And there is, if there's a room for criticism for the NBA or any other league, it is not, like the NHL has just put a proposal out and they have finalized a plan of how they will return. We're looking at, they're only in phase two. Phase four is actual games being played, apparently. Phase two is the league's return to play plan. It requires a 14-day self-quarantine period before a player can participate in training if he travels via public transportation, such as a commercial flight, right? And then phase three is opening up of training camps no earlier than the first half of July. Phase four is the completion of the season in two hub cities, which they haven't even figured out which cities those are. So you're looking at the end of July or beginning of August until the NHL actually has this plan. It's not like they're back and they're starting to play right now.
There's still a chance baseball could be first. I mean, we've heard about the whole 4th of July weekend, and obviously baseball sounds like they're far apart right now because of the finances. But I think it's nice to see the NHL just say, even if we don't know exactly what the date is, here's how we're going to do it.
Yeah. And how they're going to do it is one of the proposals that the NBA had. Remember yesterday we talked about that pool play option that they had?
Yeah.
For the playoffs? Well, that is what the NHL is saying. Regular season, dead, over. We're taking 24 teams. So they have 31 teams, which is a weird thing. But seven teams are going to stay at home. The 24 teams that are going, this is how it's going to play out. You will have the 1 through 4 seeds in the East and West will play in a round robin, just basically warm up style event, where that will be the seeding for 1 through 4 in the West and 1 through 4 in the East. And then you will have 5 versus 12, 6, 11, 7, 10, 8, 9. And they will play series to get the playoffs going.
Five game series, shorter ones.
And then they'll whittle it down to once that little mini series is played out, 1 through 4, they enter the fold. And boom, you've got the Stanley Cup playoffs as we know it coming back. And I think that's a cool little twist in what is just a weird year. And Gary Bettman, the commissioner, said, you know what? People aren't going to be happy. Screw them. We're just going to do it.
No, you at this point, you have to figure it out. I mean, look, every states are doing it. New Jersey opened. Everybody, there are certain things that you got to push through. At this point, we have to, these businesses and everything that we talk about, the business of sports, they got to push through it.
Yep. Now they said that they are waiting for a couple of things. One obviously being the medical professionals just giving the green light and the players
being on board with that.
It's a panel that they have, like the leagues themselves are talking with, not just, you know, like CDC doctors and whatever they have up in Canada, the Canadian equivalent to it. But they have their own panel of doctors that they're in, experts that they're relying on. I mean, every professional sports league is.
Right.
And we've seen that they are talking with government officials about this as well. I mean, president has met with them, vice president has met with them, and leaders, you know, government leaders have been meeting with league officials to figure this out. So that's who the medical professionals are. And then they have to find the hub cities to do this, because they're going to do it. East will have a setup, West will have a setup. And then they'll meet in the middle for the conference semifinals and Stanley Cup final, or conference finals and Stanley Cup final. I think it's a cool plan, and the NBA may do something very similar with it and just bring in, you know, 28 of the 30 teams and saying, sorry, Golden State and whoever else, Cleveland or whatever, you're not coming. Giddy up.
Knicks,
NHL.
Knicks get to stay home?
No, the Knicks are actually...
They in the mix? Knicks in the mix?
well, they're six games out with like six games to play, but they would be in. They would be they'd get the call to Disney World. NHL making a comeback though. They're bringing 24 of their 31 teams to two hub cities in a modified playoff that'll give all but seven teams a chance to win the Stanley Cup this year. Major League Baseball, they are not. They are taking a bold strategy for a return. Divide the players and make them fight. Which side are you picking in this fight? That is our P1 Social 55305. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.